Welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now today I'm taking you back to King Henry VIII's reign. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 2nd of June 1536, Jane Seymour, who'd married King Henry VIII on the 30th of May 1536, made her first public appearance at Greenwich Palace. Jane's predecessor, Queen Anne Boleyn, had been executed on the 19th of May 1536, just 2 weeks earlier. So Jane's first appearance as Queen must surely have caused some tongues to wag. Everything had happened so very fast. Here is an extract from Sir John Russell's letter to Arthur Plantagenet, Lord Lisle and Lord Deputy of Calais, about Jane appearing as Queen. On Friday last, the Queen sat abroad as Queen and was served by her own servants who were sworn that same day. The King came in his great boat to Greenwich that day with his privy chamber and the Queen and the ladies in the great barge. I assure you that she is as gentle a lady as ever I knew and as fair a Queen as any in Christendom. The King hath come out of hell into heaven for the gentleness in this and the cursedness and the unhappiness in the other. You would do well to write to the King again that you rejoice he is so well matched with so gracious a woman as is reported. This will please the King. In his chronicle, Edward Hall simply states that Jane was openly showed as Queen at Whitsuntide, Whitsun being the 4th of June that year. Charles Risley, chronicler and Windsor Herald, states that Jane was officially proclaimed Queen at Greenwich on the 4th of June 1536. But whether it was the 2nd, as Russell said, or the 4th of June, it was around Whitsun that Jane made her first public appearance as Henry VIII's new wife and Queen Consort. But who was Jane? Well, she was the daughter of Sir John Seymour of Wolf Hall and his wife Marjorie Wentworth, and she was the sister of Edward Seymour and Thomas Seymour, who were both courtiers on the rise in the 1530s. Jane had served as maid of honour to Catherine of Aragon and was serving Anne Boleyn as maid of honour in early 1536 when the King noticed her. The first mention we have of Jane with regards to a flirtation with the King is the 10th of February 1536, when Imperial Ambassador Eustace Chapuis recorded Anne Boleyn's miscarriage and wrote of the treatment that Jane was receiving from the King, which involved him recently making great presents to her. Chapuis later recorded that Jane was being well tutored by the King's courtiers who hated Anne Boleyn, and these were the Catholic conservatives who were supporters of the King's daughter Mary. According to Chapuis, they were telling Jane not to give in to the King's fancy unless he makes her his queen, upon which the damsel is quite resolved. And they also advised her to tell the King frankly and without reserve how much his subjects abominate the marriage contracted with the concubine and that not one considers it legitimate. Now, of course, we don't know what Jane was actually telling the King when they were together privately. But when the King sent Jane a purse of sovereigns with a letter, Jane gave it back to the messenger and told him to tell the King that she valued her honour and, if the King wished to make her a present of money, she requested him to reserve it for such a time as God would be pleased to send her some advantageous marriage. Of course, the advantageous marriage turned into being the one with the King. And of course, this time, the King only had to wait a few months to be married, rather than 6 years like the previous time. So events happened very, very quickly in 1536. And on this day in 1536, not long at all after the execution of Queen Anne Boleyn, we have Jane Seymour appearing in public as the new Queen. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 2nd of June 1572, 34-year-old Thomas Howard, 4th Duke of Norfolk, was beheaded on Tower Hill for high treason. Norfolk was a Knight of the Garter and he'd served as Earl Marshal and Lord High Steward. He'd presided over Queen Elizabeth I's coronation. So what on earth had led him to this sticky end and how was he involved with Mary, Queen of Scots? Well, you can find out in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.